Note that rent may be specified to be invoiced on a quarterly or annual basis. However, OBLs may only be set up on an annual invoicing basis. For quarterly invoicing, there is a year-end true-up process to credit back any rent paid in an early quarter that is no longer due when considering the full-year purchases. Also keep in mind that the first-year volume purchase requirement is effectively reduced by 25% due to the 90-day valuation period, as shown in the second column. So, for example, a $60,000 volume agreement only requires $45,000 in purchases to earn enough credit to cover rent for the prorated 9-month rent period in the first year. This helps ease customers into the volume requirements in the first year, even though our internal expectation is a minimum of $60,000 of fiber revenue in the first year.